540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is the CBS World News Roundup Late Edition, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Linda Kenyon in Washington. The feds have eased pollution standards in Texas in order to help keep the power on.
The U.S. Department of Energy issuing an order allowing Texas power plants to temporarily surpass pollution limits to help meet the abnormally high demand for energy. The record-setting heat triggered state grid operators into stage two emergency operations earlier this week to prevent rolling blackouts.
This is like dangerous heat.
You're over 100 degrees constantly every day.
Definitely spending more time just being indoors.
Record-setting temperatures are expected on Saturday as well. Chris Fox for CBS News, Austin.
Extreme heat is a global problem, and UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres says it takes a global solution.
The climate crisis is worsening dramatically, but the collective response is lacking in ambition, credibility, and urgency.
Guterres was speaking at the G20 summit in India. The maker of the abortion drug mifepristone is asking the U.S. Supreme Court to reverse a lower court ruling cutting off mail-order access to the medication. CBS News legal analyst Thane Rosenbaum.
The abortion drug has been available for decades worldwide and represents more than half of all abortions in the United States. The Supreme Court, however, has been skeptical about the authority of federal agencies like the EPA, OSHA, and the FDA to make unilateral decisions.
A special grand jury report has been released in the Georgia election interference case. It shows the jury recommended 39 people be charged, including South Carolina Senator Lindsey Graham. Ultimately, he was not charged.
I never suggested anybody set aside the election. I never said go find votes. I never said anything other than trying to find out how the mail-in balloting system worked. And I was really confused, and I still am, quite frankly.
In Turkey, the rescue operation has begun for an American explorer who fell ill deep inside a cave.
Their climbing equipment clinking gently, rescuers prepare to rappel into the mouth of the cave in Turkey's Taurus Mountains. Part of the team working to extract 40-year-old Mark Dickey, who first had to be treated for a gastrointestinal bleed.
Mark's health condition is stable now. His vital signs, all of them are normal.
Rescuers from across Europe have converged on the cave for the complex rescue operation, expected to take several days. Vicky Barker, CBS News, London.
The Reverend Al Sharpton had sharp words about Florida's gun laws at a service for one of the victims of that racially motivated shooting at a Dollar General store in Jacksonville.
How many people have to die before you get up across, whether you're Republican or Democrat, and say we've got to stop this and we've got to bring some sanity?
This is CBS.
You need to hire fast and hire right? You need Indeed. Their all-in-one hiring platform helps you attract, interview, and hire candidates efficiently. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
Missed your favorite show? It's easy to find it wherever you listen to podcasts. Apple, Google, or civicmedia.us.
With news on WAUK The Shaw, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. A 40-year-old Colgate man is facing federal charges for allegedly entering the U.S. Capitol on January 6, 2021, and assaulting a Capitol police officer. Joseph Catani was arrested and appeared in U.S. District Court in Milwaukee this week. According to the complaint, Catani was identified through photos and video footage from inside the Capitol, and he admitted to entering the building, stating that he was pushed in by the crowd. The completion of an almost $300 million project that will deliver Lake Michigan water to Waukesha was celebrated yesterday. The mayors of both Waukesha and Milwaukee came together to make a toast about the extensive project that includes 36 miles of pipelines from Milwaukee. Faucet water will change over next week, and people are being told to anticipate temporary changes in quality. With news on WAUK The Shaw, I'm Stuart J. Waddles.
Think you'd like working with us at Civic Media? We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin. If you have the right skills to join our team, let's talk. Civic Media is a proud equal opportunity employer committed to diversity and inclusion, along with the growth and development of all current and future employees. If you're interested or are part of an organization who wants to know more, go to our website, civicmedia.us, and click on the Careers tab.
Sometimes I just cannot believe all the storms we've gone through here.
I can only hope that we'll be able to leave this house to you one day, baby. You're our legacy.
Planning for these disasters will make sure we're safe, and is the best way to protect that legacy.
Protect your legacy. Visit ready.gov/plan for the tools and tips you need to start your emergency preparedness plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the lingo.
Jelly. Jelly adjective. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the US Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
Thanks for listening to your local Civic Media radio station. Learn more on our website, civicmedia.us.
I'm not the one who's so far away when I feel the snake bite and tear my veins. Never did I wanna be here again. And I don't remember why I came.
To the coop, whatever the season, Fleet Farm has everything to keep your animals happy and healthy. From training your pup to sit season, to mastering those retrieval skills season. From clipping your horse for competition season, to keeping the backyard birds well fed season. And of course, loving your pets like family season. There's a reason people say, if Fleet Farm doesn't have it, you don't need it. Because we have it all. Fleet Farm, built for real life.
Uh-oh, did a rock hit your windshield from that semi? Don't worry, Autoglass Now offers fast, reliable, and convenient service. For a limited time only, Autoglass Now is offering 50% off windshield replacement. Call your local Autoglass Now today for full details.
When you're high, you feel different. You think different, you talk different, you draw different, you listen to music different, but you probably knew that. Problem is, you also drive different, and not in a good way. That's why driving high is illegal everywhere. So if you're high, just don't drive. Make a plan to get a sober ride. Because if you feel different, you drive different. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Miss our conversations on air? Join the discussion on our social media channels. Find Civic Media on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. You can also find social media for specific shows and hosts on our website. Go to civicmedia.us.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Mainly clear skies tonight with lows around 47. Winds out of the northeast, 5 to 10 miles an hour. Daytime highs approaching 74. Tomorrow, mainly sunny skies. Lows dip down to about 52. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy skies. Mid-70s Sunday, turning much cooler Monday with highs in the mid-60s and scattered showers possible. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Eric Height. Currently, it's 63 degrees.
Whether you're heading down Les Paul Parkway or fighting traffic on the interstates, this is The Shaw, 540 AM and 101.1 FM, WAUK.
Athletes meet nowhere. Laughing kids.
If you got a wife.
Broadcasting to Waukesha at 101.1 FM.
Broadcasting to Southeast Wisconsin at 540 AM.
This is The Shaw, WAUK.
CBS News Brief. It is hot in Texas. How hot is it?
109 degrees on September 8th today. This is the hottest it's been in 23 years for September, and it's the latest in the year it has ever been this hot.
Aaron Moran is a meteorologist at CBS Dallas. A judge has denied Trump White House Chief of Staff Mark Meadows' request to move his Georgia election subversion case from state court to federal court. Meadows argued the actions he took were part of his role as Chief of Staff. The maker of the abortion film Mipha Prestone is asking the U.S. Supreme Court to reverse a lower court ruling that would cut off mail order access to the drug. CBS News legal analyst Thane Rosenbaum.
That appellate court ruling came last month where Texas was permitted to restrict access to the abortion drug, both through the mail and for women who are past their seventh week of pregnancy.
The drug was approved more than two decades ago. CBS News Brief.
Looking for more local programming? Check out our website, civicmedia.us, to see our entire lineup.
With news on WAUK The Shaw, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. The completion of an almost $300 million project that will deliver Lake Michigan water to Waukesha was celebrated yesterday. The mayors of both Waukesha and Milwaukee came together to make a toast about the extensive project that includes 36 miles of pipelines from Milwaukee. Faucet water will change over next week, and people are being told to anticipate temporary changes in quality, including heightened chlorine levels, discolored water, and a noticeable odor, all of which are expected to go away within a month. There are likely fewer mosquitoes around thanks to a temporary change of nature. There are a lot of dragonflies in southeastern Wisconsin, with the area along the annual migration route of the insects. The increase in dragonfly numbers may be attributed in part to the robust population seen last year, reaching a 17-year high. With news on WAUK The Shaw, I'm Stuart J. Waddles.
Don't let biased algorithms or degree screens or exclusive professional networks or stereotypes. Don't let anything keep you from discovering the half of the workforce who are stars. Workers skilled through alternative routes rather than a bachelor's degree. It's time to tear the paper ceiling and see the stars beyond it. Find out how you can make stars part of your talent strategy at tearthepaperceiling.org. Brought to you by Opportunity at Work and the Ad Council.
The RPG came through the belly of the aircraft. We don't talk about the female combat wounded. These are our daughters and our sisters and our mothers. Wounded Warrior Project came into my life and taught me how to stand back up and get back in the fight.
The truth is, I think we all have this strength inside of us, but until you're tested, you just don't know it's there.
See how Wounded Warrior Project empowers women veterans like Beth by visiting woundedwarriorproject.org/empowerwomenvets.
Direct from the Dairy State, it's Sharp Cheddar Weekends, a three-hour block of Wisconsin-produced radio, Saturdays and Sundays from 11 a.m. till 2 p.m., featuring Raised in Wisco with Joe Clayfish and Danielle Fairman, The Cripes Cast with Charlie Behrens, and Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown. You can enjoy it by the slice or enjoy the whole darn thing. Sharp Cheddar Weekends is radio so fresh, it squeaks. Listen in on the Civic Media station or on the app.
Join the conversation with your favorite hosts or shows anytime. Follow Civic Media on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. Share your thoughts on our social media channels wherever you are, whenever you want. The Civic Media Network of local radio stations here for you.
It's game time. Welcome to Waukesha South Black Shirts Football. Thanks for joining us live on your local Civic Media radio station, 540 AM and 101.1 FM WAUK, The Shaw, and the Civic Media app. Waukesha South Black Shirts Football is brought to you by the Center for Responsible Seafood, meeting the critical need for seafood produced through regenerative processes. Revitalize, a new business coming to the area in January 2024, and This Week in Waukesha with Downtown Donnie Brown. Heard right here Saturday mornings at 8. Blackshirts football is competing in its final season with the Classic 8 and building toward an exciting future in the Parkland Conference. Your live coverage of Waukesha South Blackshirts football starts now.
Welcome back to Waukesha South Blackshirts football. Here are your hosts for the evening, Don and Johnny.
Thanks, Anastasia, and welcome everyone to Ken Holub Stadium, home of your beloved Blackshirts. This is their Classic 8 home opener against undefeated Indians of Maguanago. Maguanago fresh off of a big win against Waukesha North last week. It started out as a close game before Muck steamrolled the North Stars to what I believe was like a 41-13 victory. And I believe they're returning. They have seven starters on both sides returning, including that a very and they reload really nicely. So you can expect a very formidable offensive line with some power running and obviously a balanced attack with some great receivers. So, but we welcome those listeners to the Maggie Dawn Show. Again, I'm Downtown Donnie Brown here with Johnny Watermelon. And we also welcome those listeners to Native Roots Radio, as Blackshirt Nation is well represented by Indigenous peoples, as well as the sons and daughters of the Northern Migration, the descendants of the Middle Passage, the Irish diaspora in America, and all the banished children of Eve. It is our honor and our duty to declare that Native issues are human issues.
And human issues are Native issues.
So we say ahoo and welcome to join us on our journey of self-discovery here in our last season in what is arguably the state's toughest conference, the Classic 8. And Johnny, how you feeling tonight? What's it look like for our Blackshirts here against a very tough team at the top of the Classic 8?
As you mentioned, Don, we got Maguanago in the house. They're a tough customer. Like you said, they lost seven on both sides of the ball to graduation, but they do reload very nice. Now, one thing that really sticks out here is they have 98 players in uniform. Okay,
they've got an army.
Now, when you look at our Blackshirts, I think I counted 37. So
we've added a few then.
Disparity.
Yeah.
So that's a little bit of concerning, you know. Sure. So if somebody has to get to the sideline for something.
Yeah.
They reload a little bit easier than we're going to. So I think
that'll
be a factor tonight.
And we do have Vinny Capoletti Mahalos, who was the starting tailback last week while Isaiah Dunlop was out. And Vinny will not be playing tonight. I believe it's a sprain in his meniscus. They said he could be back next week or the following week. The big question is Isaiah Dunlop back tonight? He was injured in the previous game against Ellsworth. Vinny injured last week against Oconomowoc. So we should be looking to see if number 24 is in the lineup tonight. That would be a nice return for us in the running back position. But I believe Hector Carranza is a starter. We'd like also to see Ben Jimenez get some more touches. As I said, I'd love to see them mix those quarterbacks in and out and maybe throw some different looks at this what I'm sure will be a very tough Maguanago defense. Other than those key injuries, everyone else pretty healthy tonight. I believe Jordan Poultrett's back. I don't have confirmation on that yet. I do see Charles Rebelinski is in. He's got his jersey on, but it looks like he's in plain clothes. So that's one lineman we're down. That's been a key for the Blackshirts. So, but you couldn't have asked for nicer weather. We've been really blessed this season with great weather. I know it's early, Johnny, but it's cooler today, as everybody knows, and right around game time, the sun, pops out really nice. So, again, it's a great viewing experience for the fans. A fun day here too at Blackshirt Nation. We had Southfest, the annual fundraiser. Usually happens around homecoming, but they decided to start it out earlier in the season, as they had many years before in the past. And Southfest still very well attended, even though it's supposed to be winding down closer to game time. But a lot of people over there in the practice field and bleachers start to fill in, and like I said, it'll just be great weather for football, nice and cool, sweater weather, jeans. I'm in shorts, Johnny's in shorts, so got a little more warmth up here in the booth.
Got a sweater as a safety valve.
But Johnny, who are some of your picks to click tonight? I know some of the Maguanago coaches were asking us about Chris Flowers and if he's made any decisions about schools. And
it always comes down to who I always watch the offensive line, how they do. You know, I like watching the big guys. If they have a good game, I think it is very reflective in how that running game gets started.
Sure.
It opens up a little bit of the passing yep. thing. So I always like to keep my eyes on those guys. How about you, Don?
Yeah, Johnny, I agree about that line. I think we do need to run some plays up the middle here, keep that defense honest, and maybe create some opportunities, some short passing opportunities. Let's play within ourselves.
Yep.
As we see the marching band coming out to the field tonight. And we'll have a special guest at halftime. One of the band directors, Mike DeBruin, will be here to talk about March Fest that takes place on the 23rd. So a couple Saturdays from now. And that is one of the largest band competitions in the state. It's certainly the oldest, going into their 33rd year. So we look forward to hearing more about that and other things. Student section over at Maguanago, they've got the construction crew clothes on, so a lot of bright yellow and orange and some hard hats, so having fun over there. And yeah, you know, different competition we forget about in high school. There's the football game, but then there's the spirit competition between the student sections, and South traditionally has done really well, won lots of awards. They have not I haven't seen them show up tonight yet, so we'll see. I know at South Fest there was an 80s theme going on and a lot of people dressed in costumes. We had Reed Miller dressed as Teen Wolf for a while. 2023 graduate Alex Carrillo was in the Stay Puft Marshmallow Man from Ghostbusters. So, and a few other 80s celebrities were all gussied up. So
there's still a couple hundred people over there, Don. So it's going to be a while before the student section filters in here.
Could very well. Yep.
And as you mentioned, it is perfect football weather.
Maybe, it really is.
You know, the wind is out of the
really is,
southwest, or yep. northwest, I'm sorry, northwest.
Yeah,
beautiful, full sunshine,
yeah,
60 degrees. Doesn't get much better than this, dude.
This is also a new weekend for us, Johnny. You and I start doing doubles. Tell us what I mean by that.
Little double duty here. So tomorrow we have our debut of working with Carroll University and calling the Pioneer game. So we're very excited that Civic Media's got created this opportunity for us.
Wisconsin's oldest university, maybe one of college football's oldest programs, the birthplace of the forward pass in college or pro football, right here in Waukesha.
Yeah, how about
in our
that,
University
right?
City, yeah.
Yeah, you wanted to take me to where that happened.
It's
a parking lot or something, isn't it?
No, it's a field, but I'm not sure.
Okay.
If it's the way Mike Shulis described it, I think it's next to the old Saratoga STEM Academy building. But I don't know that for sure. But he said it looked like a football field, and you know, this one might resemble one. But a lot of history here anyway, and history in the making. You know, as you know, the new millennium has not been kind for Waukesha football, both for Black Shirts and North Stars and for Carroll as well. And when Coach Mike Budashevsky joined the program in 2020, they didn't have a season because of COVID, but two straight winning seasons, the first back-to-back winning seasons in Carroll history since the 1990s. And they've got, we mentioned the returning seniors from Maguanago, or returning starters. Carroll's got 8 on offense and 7 on defense. So they're in a great position.
They're in a very good spot.
And they're in, like, arguably the Classic 8 of Division III college football. So it's they're one win away, a heartbreaking loss to making the playoffs. So they're hoping to go, you know, a little past 6-4 and then and maybe get some extra games in there in this season. So really looking forward to broadcasting that. The second annual Quick Trip Glazer Bowl. How fun is that?
That's going to be a riot, man.
Winning team gets the big trophy. And we've seen that trophy in Coach Buda's office, and it's like right out of The Simpsons. It's just a life-size donut with all the sprinkles and glaze.
And I heard
mounted on a trophy.
Yeah, I heard a rumor that the winning team also gets 100 donuts.
That's no rumor. That's part of the prize. Yeah, that's the kitty. So that's the booty. That's what they're
low carbs.
That's what they're fighting for. Yeah, low carbs. Yeah, really low carbs. So, yep. So, speaking of low carbs, we're going to take a little break here on the Black Shirt Football Radio Network, but more to discuss when we come back as we await the home opener, Classic 8 home opener against Maguanago. Don't go away. Anya, take it away, kid.
If you've been searching for authentic, made-from-scratch American-Italian cuisine, visit Mia's of Waukesha. Mia's skilled chefs craft every dish with freshness and love, bringing you the true essence and flavor of American-Italian classics. Open daily Wednesday through Sunday at 800 Clinton Street in Waukesha. Walk in or call to reserve a table. 262-547-6503. That's 262-547-6503. Or log on miasofwaukesha.com.
Welcome back to your Waukesha South Black Shirts football. Here are Don and Johnny.
Hey, thanks again, Anya. Welcome back to Ken Holub Stadium, home of the Black Shirts. And again, beautiful weather, a nice sunny night. And Johnny was just going to ask me who's going to be on my show tomorrow morning this week in Waukesha. And it's a lot of firsts, a lot of history to celebrate here in Waukesha. We have the 50th anniversary of the Spanish Mass brought to you by the Catholic Community of Waukesha. That's going to take place at Frame Park. The celebrant will be Archbishop Jerome Lestecki, and there'll be a festival afterwards, DJs, DJ music, dancing, food. So that's going to be a really wonderful occasion.
Bilingual?
I hope the party's bilingual. But no, that's just... it's just a wonderful celebration. So really excited that that's going on in our community. We've got the Fusion volleyball team has their tournament tomorrow. That's the South North combined volleyball team that really had an amazing season last year. One of their key wins was against McGuanago to get one game away from ticket to the regional final. And so really really excited for Coach Joe Bansky. We also have this little pet project the city's working on. They're taking Lake Michigan water. So starting next week when we turn on our faucets, it'll be Lake Michigan water, and eventually it'll be cleaner, it'll be softer, and it'll be so much better for our citizens and our community. And so my guest will be Dan Dukniak coming back, the head of the water utility. And his honor, Mayor Sean Riley, his fourth tour of duty on This Week in Waukesha, will be there to talk about all the things you need to do as we navigate these next steps. There will be some odor in the water. There will be some color. But ultimately... it'll be a new day for us here in the city of Waukesha. And so many other things going on. There's a beer garden going on. We're getting ready for Oktoberfest coming up, also at Frame Park later this month. And so many other things. We'll have the band director talking about the March Fest coming up. Coach Boone is actually going to call in about 8:30 to talk about Carroll football and get us excited for that. And so it's going to be a very full day. And honestly, Johnny, I need an extra hour for This Week in Waukesha because we have so much going on here.
Yeah, you got a big show
in our
tomorrow.
Proud university city.
You do.
Our proud community. And so, but back here at Black Shirt Nation, I wanted to do, you know, I took a picture when we had the home opener against Ellsworth. And I put it on my Facebook post. And as you know, Johnny, I'm a big fan of history. And there's a plaque over here on a rock in the east end zone that describes Ken Holub Stadium. And it tells you the whole story. For those of you who don't know, Ken Holub was the head coach at Waukesha South High School from 1955 to 1976, 21 years. Excuse me, 22 years. Holub compiled a record of 133, 41, and 8, including 10 conference championships and 4 consecutive undefeated seasons. He was inducted into the Wisconsin Football Coaches Hall of Fame in 1982. Ken also influenced Waukesha South and the community by serving as a teacher for 33 years, athletic director for 13 years, and head coach of swimming, wrestling, and track. He officiated 5 sports and directed the WIA girls softball championships for 10 years. So a man of integrity, the impact on players, students, and colleagues will last for generations to come. And so that's why this stadium is dedicated in Ken Holub's name. So, good little history to share here, especially as we are phasing out of the Classic 8 into what we believe is will be a more level playing field for us here in the Parkland Conference. We certainly enjoyed watching the caliber of football we've seen in the Classic 8, but, of course, not always the outcomes for our beloved Black Shirts. So, you know, we used to compare it to, like, Whitewater playing in the Big Ten. So,
Ken Holub, he sure made an impression on this program. There's a guy that really understood the importance of athletics for academic development and just being an all-around good student. So certainly he certainly deserves that recognition.
Fantastic. And speaking of recognition, we'd be remiss if we didn't remember our sponsor, Mia's in downtown Waukesha, our good buddy Bo and company. Alex, that chef in the kitchen, some of the best pasta you'll find anywhere. New ownership there under Bo Blask. And, you know, great place to go before your Blackshirts football game or before the Carroll game tomorrow night. Definitely check out Mia's and some of those signature drinks they have, too. I know Johnny always gets the lasagna.
Yeah.
But there are also some other great, the manicotti is excellent.
You know what else is cool about Mia's this year?
What's that?
Is that his little bar area there, he threw in a couple of big TVs.
That's right.
If you want to sit down and watch a football game.
Yeah.
Or just have a couple cocktails,
couple
you can look out.
Yeah.
Over here, the nice glass there in the bar, you can look over Clinton Street. It's just kind of a cute little setup.
They're going to be rebuilding that bar, too. So.
Yeah, so we could make it bigger, better, faster.
So.
Kind of like the Million Dollar Man.
The Million Dollar Man, that is correct.
Yeah.
So we got it. If they stay true to their schedule, Johnny, we got about 11 minutes before kickoff. And Anya, I wonder, is it too early for us to do station identification here at 10 to the hour?
We can go to ID, yep.
Let's go ID. Okay. Thanks, Anya.
Thanks, Anya.
Awesome.
You're listening to The Shaw.
WAUK 540 AM Jackson. W266 DR Waukesha.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
Looking for more local programming? Check out our website, civicmedia.us, to see our entire lineup.
That was Station ID, and these are your hosts, Don and Johnny.
Thanks, Anya, and welcome back to Ken Hollop Stadium. I love me some good Station ID. How about you, Johnny?
Oh, yeah, it's just fabulous.
Let the fine folks out there know who we are and where we came from.
So tell us, Don, how can we get our listeners get a hold of us and listen to the programming tonight?
Hey, well, you've got your radio, especially if you're driving, 540 AM, 101 FM, as they said in the station ID.
Check.
There's also the Civic Media app, which is probably my favorite because you could be over at Southfest still, taking in all the fun stuff and catching the game on your app. Or if you know, a lot of people like to do some work in the garage in their car or maybe it's nice enough. You could spark the grill and enjoy the game there. Basketball coach Bo Richter, I bet, he might still have his pool open. So he may be on his floaty there catching the game. Hello to you, Coach Richter. I saw Coach the other night. His wife, Tracy, collects pop tabs for Ronald McDonald House, one of my clients. And I had a whole trunk full of that. You should see how heavy those tabs are when you get there. But those tabs account for so much money to help families in need.
Sure.
So great stuff. But other, you know, for those old schoolers that still like the internet, there's waukradio.com, and we're right there, right at the homepage. You hit the arrow,
absolutely,
and you get the broadcast. So I'm glad you asked that, Johnny. You know, a lot of people, you know, if one of them's not working or they don't have access to it, if they're driving in a funny spot, you know, again, you got the app and you got the internet. So
and I just want to say that app is very easy to use.
Yeah.
It is so simple. If I can do it, anybody can, Don.
Well, not only that, Johnny, but a lot of us, Waukesha residents, they've got summer places up north.
Yep.
Or even winter places if they like the ice fishing. And you can catch Packers and Brewers on some of our affiliate stations up there. I forget which ones, but I imagine you're going to catch them on the way. I know we have one in Amory. So we picked up some a station in Green Bay. I encourage everyone to go to, if you go to walkradio.com or civicmedia.us, you can get the whole list of stations. And if you travel to any of those areas, you can catch your favorite teams.
That's right. So that's one of the more beautiful things about that app is you can shop any of your communities. You will find a Civic Media radio station that does great coverage
for
high school football.
So
check them out.
Our black shirts are walking in front of our fans. This is new for them. They're getting a big applause. Senior Logan Tank Dable, one of our two all-conference, all-classic eight from last year, is carrying the South banner. So they're going to come all the way over by the concessions in what is that, northeast corner, and they'll be entering in. It's youth night, youth football night, so all the youth players are coming out. That's an exciting time. I'm laughing because when Evan was a fifth grade, he ran out and he was so excited he fell and did like a somersault and like jumped up and made it look like it was by design.
He's kind of doing the gymnastic tumbling
cheerleaders
role.
Are falling up. Black shirts, paradoxically enough, are in all red tonight with the black helmets. Their opponents, the undefeated Indians of Maguanago, are in their gold pants. blue fonts with gold trim, and the white helmets with their signature M logo type on the right side, and on the left side an Indian head. So pretty interesting design too. I think it's like all blue with like maybe some shades in there. So I hope I can get a closer look at that after the game. So, and I believe that's a new look for Maguanago. I don't remember seeing it last year. I thought it was just the M on both sides. So.
Student section here is starting to fill up, Don.
Yep. But for any of you CFL fans, they kind of remind you of the Winnipeg Blue Bombers minus the gold helmets. Or even very, very similar to CMH's unis. So I know when CMH was in the Big Ten, it often looked like an inter-squad scrimmage when the two teams would play. But great athletic tradition there, Maguanago. Great facilities. We all remember two seasons ago when our basketball team made it to the conference final after beating Maguanago in double overtime. The AD at Maguanago was very kind to let us use their gym for that championship game. So where's the other? You have it, right?
Good evening, football fans. Before we kick off today's football game, we would like to take a moment to pay our respects and remember Alex Vasquez, cherished member of our football family and school community, who has passed away.
So they're having a moment of silence for Alex Vasquez from 2019, who passed away recently and also played football for South. He earned a full academic scholarship to the University of Wisconsin. So we're going to have a Blackshirt Nation. All the fans will rise and have a quick moment of silence. So.
Thank you. And let's carry Alex Vasquez's spirit with us as we cheer on the black shirts today.
Maguanago team being very respectful, taking their helmets off.
At this time, we'd like to welcome
So they're about to
all
announce the
Dan
Protero. Welcoming everyone. So we've got the students, the youth football players lined up around the big black shirt football banner being held by some great dads. Black shirt football.
The visitors being introduced as a team, the Maguanago Indians.
I see Richard Laux out there. They just announced the Indians already out in the field over here on the west side.
And now
the home team black shirts. And they're being announced, and here they come as they blast through. The flag being held by Logan Tengdable, the team being led out by Ben Jimenez, another senior. As they meet at midfield and the Black Shirt Fight song, the same song as When the Saints Come Marching In. It's neat watching the students run off. They're pretty excited, too. There was a great tradition when the youth football would have their practice on Fridays and the varsity team would come out. The youth players would come out in the line and cheer the guys on. That was pretty neat. Black Shirts coached by Darnell Wiltz. We're going to go to a commercial while we do the national anthem. Anya, take it away. We'll see you in about a minute.
If you've been searching for authentic, made-from-scratch American-Italian cuisine, visit Mia's of Waukesha. Mia's skilled chefs craft every dish with freshness and love, bringing you the true essence and flavor of American-Italian classics. Open daily Wednesday through Sunday at 800 Clinton Street in Waukesha. Walk in or call to reserve a table. 262-547-6503. That's 262-547-6503. Or log on miasofwaukesha.com.
Looking for more local programming? Check out our website, civicmedia.us, to see our entire lineup.
AM Radio provides always-on news, sports, talk, traffic, and weather reports. It also delivers vital emergency information when your community needs it most. A new bill in Congress would ensure AM Radio stays in your car, because when cell and internet services are down, this free emergency service is critical. Text AM to 52886 and tell Congress to support the AM Radio for Every Vehicle Act.
Message and data rates may apply. You may receive up to 4 messages a month, and you may text STOP to STOP.
This message furnished by the National Association of Broadcasters.
Folks, I tell you this much, the Cripes Cast is just the butter on my cheese.
Cockroaches, not that bad. They call them palmetto bugs in South Carolina. Same thing, you can call them up here.
Are they really palmetto bugs?
Yes. Yeah, and they're a great source of protein. Yeah. They're going to be the lobsters of the future.
They also got salmonella, and they can lay like 40 eggs at once.
Well, they gotta work out a few kinks there, okay? They gotta work out a few kinks.
Cripes Cast every Saturday and Sunday at noon across Civic Media and on the Civic Media app.
And welcome back to Waukesha South Black Shirts Football with your hosts, Don and Johnny.
Hey, thanks, Anastasia. Downtown Donnie Brown here with Johnny Watermelon at Ken Hobbs Stadium. Black Shirt Football brought to you by Mia's in downtown. Go there soon. Try the lasagna.
Yeah, or the antipasto salad.
And, oh, yes, can't forget the antipasto salad.
I love it.
And the garlic bread's bigger than your head and tasty. So, it looks like the Black Shirts are kicking off, so my educated guess is that they won the toss and have deferred to the second half. First time all season that that's happened for our Black Shirts. We see kicker Chris Lemus out there setting it up all by himself. Now here comes the kickoff unit.
These McQuantico Indians sure travel well. Their student section
is full. Yep, they got a great turnout here. So, kickoff team, we have some time. We got Adriel Diaz, David Laux, Joel Torres, number 30, Justin Primetime Geezy, number 8, Emmanuel Carter, number 22, Chris Relimus, the kicker. 15 is Adam Duraj. I've got...